It's a weekend Daft Punk and I feel it coming. It's 20 to 5. Good afternoon. For those of you that know my taste of music, I've always enjoyed something a little bit different. And I'm going to go back to a stage in 1979 when I remember hearing this for the very first time and thinking, crikey, life could be different, you know. And I remember playing this over and over and over again. Never a hit, can you believe it? It was from Replicas, Two-Way Army, Down in the Park, and the man responsible for it is right here, right now, Gary Newman. Good afternoon.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very well. 37 years ago, that was.
Yeah, thanks.
You're still doing it live, though, this one, don't you, on the occasions?
Yeah, no, we still do it a lot, actually, so it's a massive crowd favourite. It's one of the old songs that I don't mind doing.
No, it's just a brilliant song. And I've got to say, not blowing smoke, but it sounds as fresh today, I think, as it did then.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah. But anyway, up to date, Savage, Songs from a Broken World, which is the album which is out on September the 15th. Charlotte works in our newsroom. I said, this is Gary's 22nd studio album. And she said, so when bands start with that tricky second album, how tricky is it when you come to the 22nd album?
I'm getting used to it by now.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? The more you make, I feel that the more difficult they become. The second one just seems like an absolute doddle now. Each one a little bit more. It's harder and harder not to repeat yourself. If you just want to keep moving forward with every album, it gets that little bit more difficult. You know, what do you sing about now? What do you sound? Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
And also with your sound, it wouldn't be right for Gary Newman to say, do you know what, I'm having a change of direction. I'm coming out with a rockabilly album next. It just isn't going to work, is it?
No, you sort of stick within the world that you're comfortable with. Well, actually, you find a sort of music that you find the most exciting, the most enjoyable, and you just try to find ways of fine tuning it and keep improving upon that. But I mean, I've been doing this heavy industrial thing for quite a while now, and I've no intention of going anywhere else with it. But nonetheless, I think I can improve with each album that I make.
Yeah.
And you just want to get on stage and do things which are really powerful and really good, fun and exciting songs to do live. And much of what I write is geared around what I'm going to do live, because I still tour constantly. You know, it's a big, important part of what I'm doing.
And it's great, with that sound you have, that massive, heavy industrial sound, that's what gigs are for. They're not there for, in my opinion, for a solo guitarist to sit there and just, play song after song.
That's how I see it. No, you're right. To go up there and sort of jingle jangle away seemed to me like a bit a waste of time. It should all be about volume and power. But it isn't for everyone. I appreciate that. But it is for me. And that's what I want to do. At Stand and Calling, the other night, we were, I think, by far the heaviest thing on there. And you do worry a little bit. You're going out and you've heard all these other bands that are great, but doing their thing, and the crowd are loving it. You think, they're never going to love this. Blow their heads off. Yeah, so it's always a relief when people like what you do when it's that heavy.
Right, Savage Songs for a Broken World. Now, this is an interesting concept, isn't it? Has this been a cathartic exercise? Because it's been taking information, really, from short stories you wrote years ago.
Yeah, well, actually, no. It's something that I've been on for a long time. It's embarrassing that you think it's from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because I've been on it so long, it's just ridiculous now. But it's actually a novel that I'm trying to write.
Yeah.
And about this, sort of post-apocalyptic global warming future, horrible future. And when it came to write this album, life was pretty good. I didn't have any problems with life to write about. So I thought,
are we getting to this post-apocalyptic world a bit quicker than you thought?
It's not here yet.
No, but I'll tell you what, there's a few signs out there, I think.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, one of those signs, Trump, was quite instrumental in bringing a focus to the record, because it is about this particular future, and him pulling out the Paris Accord just suddenly gave it a whole load of relevance that it didn't have before. And I thought, this actually means something now, this idea. And I know it's unlikely, and it's probably not going to happen, and my idea about what it might be is probably way off the mark. But it was really interesting to write about, and it was so useful to me to be able to take these book ideas and convert them into songs, because it actually worked in the other way as well. It really gave a focus to the book that I'd not been able to achieve before by making songs out of them. So it's been a really, really great experience. And I know it's a dark, depressing sort of idea, but it was actually really good fun to write about.
Excellent. Gary Newman is here. We're going to talk some more shortly. Gary Newman, music for Chameleons. Gary is with us live this afternoon. He's embarking on a short... he's played a couple of dates, and he's back on the road September and October, aren't you? And I see you're playing the O2 Academy in Bournemouth on October the 2nd, if people want to get you close by us. As you said, touring, still a very important part of your life. You've been in San Fernando 5 years now, have you, in the States, about that?
Be 5 years in October, yeah.
Yeah, and is it a fertile place to write? Is it?
Yeah, no, it's. I'm not actually bothered too much by environment I'm in. Actually, no. Everything that I write comes from a little black corner in my brain somewhere. Yeah. So it's not. It doesn't really matter where I am. I'm going to write the same depressing stuff, you know, whatever it is, wherever I am.
But you know, there certainly is a place in this musical landscape these days for not singing about boy meets girl or shaking your booty, isn't there? There's still got. For me personally, there's a place for a bit of darkness.
I hope so. And I'm right there ready to fill it. But the vast majority of songs that you hear are about, love lost and my baby just left me and all that sort of stuff. And that's fine. That's what people want. That relates to most people's lives, I think. So it's perfectly understandable that it would be there. But I'm not interested in that. I don't want to write about that. I don't care. I want to write about other things. I wrote Orphans Electric. That's about a robot prostitute.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I've always done things that are not exactly who Armor Baby just left me. And I always will. Savage is definitely a very big part of that. That's a way of thinking.
That's one you need to sit down this album and you need to listen to it, but take a break once in a while. Because it's intense, isn't it? It really is intense.
And have a shower halfway through.
Yes. And go back to the start again. as I say, we've got the live dates coming up. We were talking about music while we were playing that and the fact that everything today is pretty, well, a lot of it's disposable. You're a bit upset your daughter likes X Factor, aren't you?
I'm slightly upset that she sees that as a possible avenue to fame and fortune. Because she's actually a really, this is my eldest one, Raven, she's a really brilliant little songwriter. She's written 12, 15 songs now, and then she's got such a gift for it. And then she says, she just wants to be famous, And I said, come on, you don't want to go on X Factor. You've got all this stuff to offer. You've got a real talent. You don't want to be moulded into this little middle-of-the-road box that these... Mm. And I'm not putting it down.
No.
I absolutely don't mean that at all. I don't want that to be the way that she sees her future. I want her to think about contributing something, creating something, giving something, rather than being sort of moulded into what people want you to be, I guess. I don't know. I've got a bit of a hang-up about it. I would just rather she was seeing it differently.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, she's
does she not
13.
Look at Dad and think, crikey, he served as apprentice, he went through it in the traditional way, or are the traditional ways of forging a career in music different now? I don't know. Are we just on the change? I don't know.
I know, it's a kid thing. They want their toys now, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, Dad. Not tomorrow. If I can go on X Factor and become famous now, then that's where it's going to be.
Talking of toys, you still flying?
No, I haven't done for a while, actually, which is surprising even to say it. But no, since the children came along, being an air display pilot, too dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone I knew was killed. And you've got kids. It's too reckless a thing. It's too selfish a thing, I think, to be doing that all the time. But normal flying seems a little bit too tamed when you've been an air display pilot.
You want something in between, don't you, Colin?
Well, So most of my weekends now I spent driving the kids to one horse club or acting lesson or,
Gary, those times have changed, haven't they?
How did that happen?
So in a way, do you find the music now is kind of that little escape, maybe? That part that reminds you that, this is what I do.
Do you know what? I think that's absolutely true.
It's not a bad escape to have, though, is it?
No.
So we're going to see you here on the South Coast, Bournemouth, the O2 Academy. You're also playing Oxford as well, which is a stone's throw away. And the Brighton Dome as well, and you've got dates all over, and then you're into Europe. No sign of Gary Newman going anywhere else except making music very soon. That's the plan, is it?
That's it. Pretty
brilliant.
Much.
Yeah. Excellent, Gary. It's been a pleasure, honour to speak to you this afternoon. My Name Is Ruin is the lead track off of the album, which is Savage. Enjoy the tour and good luck with the album. Thanks for
Thank
coming on.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Cheers, Gary. This
Get
is
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
This is My Name Is Ruin.